Sounds good.
New Radio Sports Network and 105.1 The GOAT. Gibraltar football season underway coming up this Friday night. Hard to believe that A, football season's already in B, we get to do it in the fall. We're joined by Gibraltar head coach Mike Peck. And coach, how has the team adjusted coming off of what may have been really kind of a short offseason? I know a lot of them maybe played baseball, but just in terms of the time off between football, there wasn't a whole lot of time.
No, I think our kids, seems like a lot of them recharged and regenerated after their baseball season. It's seeming to be a very typical fall, and so far we've had great energy, and it's looking to be a great season for us.
And how has the practice schedule been like? Because obviously it's in the summer. You have people that, you know, maybe they work at some of the local businesses in the area. What has your schedule been like as you kind of ramp down from summer for a lot of the kids and you get a little bit closer to the school year?
Our contact days were, I would say, iffy at best. In the middle of July, it was hard to get kids here. Pretty much since we started practice on the 10th, we've had, I'd say, 100% of attendance pretty much almost every day. The first 2 weeks we went in the morning, which was difficult for some of our kids who aren't morning kids. But and then this week we started with afternoon practices, trying to make it just like a regular week of school, so they're used to practicing after school and getting everything done. So that's kind of how our season's shaped up so far. And like I said, our kids, I think, adjusted well, and we're having 100% participation. So we're looking forward to some great things this year.
And you mentioned that enthusiasm, and we've seen other programs maybe take a dip down in that enthusiasm when they suffer some losing like you guys had to deal with last year. What were some of the lessons that your coaching staff and really the players on your team had to learn based off of last alternative fall-spring season, which, of course, was unique for everybody?
Actually, I think I don't want to say that we're not valuing what happened in the spring, but I think a lot of what happened is it was a byproduct of where we were putting the academic/athletic year, and it was just some kids maybe not playing as hard as they could, or we had some kids probably playing not to get injured. And when you put some of that stuff all together, it just doesn't always translate to really positive things on the scoreboard at the end of the game. But so far, like I said, this fall so far, we've had 100% of our kids here 100% of the time going 100%. And after Saturday, we're feeling pretty good. We think our scrimmage-wise, we look really, really good. We were accomplishing what we wanted to. We kind of slowed things down, tried not to maybe put the whole offense in 5 days. We slowed it down. We're still adding things as we go. So we're trying to pick up some of the kids that we had. We have a senior and a junior who have never played football before that joined us, and a sophomore. So kind of going a little bit slower to pick some of those kids up, making sure they pick everything up. And I think in the long run, we're going to see benefits from it with our kids, everybody reviewing some of the basics of what we're trying to accomplish. And as we start to go, some of those intricate things will start to fall into place, and the kids will be doing great.
And how useful was those scrimmages? You played Sturgeon Bay, Sevastopol, and I believe Algoma was in on that action as well. How beneficial was that for your team?
I think it was huge for our kids. One of the things we talk about a lot is that we have really nice kids here at Gibraltar, and sometimes I think it's hard for them to get amped up and go against their friends. And so playing against the three different teams on Saturday gave us a chance to really see what we have. Once you put a different color jersey in front of them, sometimes we unfortunately see a different kid. So that's nice, but it's also hard when we're trying to figure out who should be where when you don't really know what you're going to get until we see somebody different. So it's a kind of a double-edged sword. There's good and bad about it, but for our kids, it was just the benefit of getting to hit somebody different, getting to really see what we've been talking about for 2 weeks and seeing if it's working or not.
And you mentioned you have some kids that have never played football before, and to be honest with you, I was in that shoe, if you will, or that mode as well. When I was a sophomore, I entered and never playing football, watched football all the time. Can you kind of explain how hard it is, or maybe some of the things you have to do to kind of translate what that person may have seen on TV and translate it to what they have to do on the field?
Yeah, it It's actually kind of an interesting point that we, it's a debate we have on our coaching staff, because we have some people that truly believe that even though it's a varsity football practice, we're going to coach every kid like it's a varsity team. And we just have to realize that some of those kids don't have the background knowledge of some of the basics when you start talking about, you know, like how you number your offense, how you number your defense, some of the things that, that we take for granted that we've been teaching these kids now for the last 4 years. And a kid who steps in as a junior who's maybe a very good athlete, but it sounds like you're speaking Greek to him. So I think that's the hardest thing, is just to slow down, reiterate things, and instead of going over something in one day, now we're probably taking 3 days to teach it. And I think it's huge. These kids are going to benefit from it coming out. Even if starting late, it's going to be a great thing. They're going to learn the value of being part of a team and all the lessons that can take you further in life than whether we win or lose on the football field. So I think that's great. The other thing that I would say is our freshmen didn't have an 8th grade football season, so for a lot of them, it's almost like starting back at square one, too, just because, like I said, the varsity language is so much different than a middle school program. So I think we're, with our 4 freshmen and our 3 kids that haven't started, that's like a third of our team that we got to kind of bring along and make sure they're ready to go in case they have to play on Friday night.
And obviously you graduated some really impactful seniors, including the All-Star Game participant Luke Steves. But you have a lot of players returning from last year's team. It was a young team that you had, and who has really kind of stuck out to you or maybe even surprised you, the leaps and bounds that they were able to take even from May when you last played last?
I mean, I would say our standouts that are great from last year's team are going to be our linemen. We had really young linemen in the spring, which was difficult to go out there with two sophomore starting linemen with a senior. And that's Emmett Maroney and Jack Duffy. And then now seeing them turn into juniors and seeing them become the leader instead of listening to Johnny Haskell. So it's just great to see that growth and that maturity, and they're stepping up. And we've had several kids trying to play center, and we just don't know what we're going to do at that position yet, but they're always willing to help somebody who's trying for the first time, letting them know what they're doing and how things are going. So I would say that's probably the 2 of the kids that have stood out most on offense and on defense. Just watching the growth of Marshall Mulpey, who will now be a sophomore, who was a freshman, that due to the way the spring was, we probably missed out on having him play in a couple more games based on the fact we didn't have a scrimmage and some other things. Really kind of probably hurt us in the spring, but seeing his growth and his leadership on the defense as a sophomore is just great.
And then coming up on Friday, you'll play Elko White Lake, a joint team kind of in the north central part of the state. And we don't know a whole lot about this team, do we?
No, unfortunately, we didn't get to exchange film with them. So knowing really what we're going to see is interesting. The only film we have is 3-year-old film from a scrimmage. So we'll kind of just go off of that and see what happens. You know, obviously from 3 years ago, now those kids are probably more likely still there. So everything could be completely different or everything could be the same. It's the same coach, so we're going to hope that at least some of the formations and some of the things they do are similar. But it'll actually be one of the truer tests that I'd say we have in our game of football, because I'd like to say normally we're pretty well-versed in and think we have a good idea of what the other team's going to do when we show up on Friday night. But here's a situation where our kids are just going to have to become football players. They're going to have to read, react, and play the game the way it is designed to be, because you're not going to have as much pre-preparation going on.
Well, you kind of nailed it right there, because you can only go off of so much, because, you know, if that 3-year-old film, they do one play and, you know, the running back might be a little bit bigger or a little bit faster, and all of a sudden you might have to adjust because you don't know what might be coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the biggest thing. It's just it's a factor of the unknown. It's being ready to change at any minute and figure out what's going to work best for us come the first snap on Friday night.
Very good. When it comes to that Friday night game, we'll play a little fill in the blank. Gibraltar wins this game if?
if we have sound tackling and we don't turn the ball over.
It's as simple as that. Friday night, Gibraltar will be hosting really their first home game in over a year since last spring season was held at Sevastopol. The game will be airing on 105.1 The GOAT. We're joined each and every week by Gibraltar head coach Mike Peck. And coach, good luck this week.
Thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to the new Radio Sports Network.